As that, this is dictating on Theresa Goulart. That is G-O-U-L-A-R-T. G, G as in George. G-O-U-L-A-R-T. Goulart. Theresa, T-H-E-R-E-S-A. Date of birth is 9/25/45. Date of visit is 10/10/23. Please make copy for Ireland Doctors, Hinman, Roy Hinman. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is chief complaint is persistent cough of a year's duration. Next paragraph is for illness. This is a 78-year-old female who had a history for COVID-19 infection a year ago in June, and has been coughing persistently and bringing up some whitish mucus, and was treated with various antibiotics and was also given oral steroids and sent for chest x-rays. As well as a chest CT that was done on July 10, 2023. The chest CT demonstrated three inbred pulmonary nodules, primarily in the left upper lobe, but also diffusely throughout both lungs with bronchiectasis and mucus plugging. And there are scattered nodules with patchy consolidation, which appeared to be increasing and waning, suggesting atypical infections. There was also a 9 millimeter pulmonary nodule in the left lower lobe. And some of these findings were persistent over the past 1 year. The patient's previous CT scan done, CT chest scan done in March of 2018 also showed scattered areas of particular nodular pulmonary infiltrates with bronchiectasis, period. The patient denies some aphthesis or recent weight loss and denies fevers, chills, night sweats, and denied nausea, vomiting, or aspiration. Next paragraph, past history has included history for diabetes mellitus, type 2, history of hypertension, prior history for hyperlipidemia, and she also has had breast cancer, on the left with the mastectomy and radiation and chemotherapy. She was found to have thyroid cancer, for which she underwent a thyroidectomy and also underwent a cholecystectomy. And has had C-sections times two. Next paragraph. Allergies to penicillin and codeine and Benadryl. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked half to one pack per day for 30 years and then quit. Occasional alcohol use. Presently retired. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother also died of a heart attack. Next paragraph. Med list included atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, Lasix 20 milligrams daily, pioglitazone 45 milligrams daily, losartan 50 milligrams daily, metformin 1000 milligrams BID, cardizem ER 180 milligrams a day, clonidine 0.1 milligram as needed, levothyroxine, let's see, 125 micrograms daily, Mucinex 600 milligrams BID, Montelukast 10 milligrams HS, and Famotrol, Bidasonide, Ipratropium, NEBS BID. The patient has had no relief with the use of the nebulizer. And she does use a cough syrup periodically. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient had some fatigue, no weight loss, yes, cataracts, no glaucoma. She had no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. She has eczema and wheezing and cough, shortness of breath, no abdominal pains, no rectal bleeding or diarrhea, no. She has arm pain and calf muscle pains and palpitations and leg swelling. And she has no depression or anxiety. She does have easy bruising, joint pains and muscle aches. She has numbness of the extremities and memory loss. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There's no clubbing, but has mild leg edema, blood pressure 120/80, pulse is 84, respirations 20. Temperature 97.5, weight is 169, saturation 95. HEND norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucus matches. Throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements, so the decreased excursions and scattered crackles of the lung bases with occasional wheezes. Heart in the absence of regular sonorous to no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, mild peripheral edema, and no calf tenderness. Reflex of the OnePlus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial is grossly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, patient number one. Bronchiectasis with chronic bronchitis. And number two is bilateral lung nodules. Number three, COPD. And chronic bronchitis. Number four is diabetes mellitus type 2. Number five, hypertension. And number six, hyperlipidemia. And number seven is chronic cough. Next paragraph plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest to evaluate the lung nodules, and also advised to have a bronchoscopy to evaluate her for any atypical infections versus malignancy. She also will use the albuterol inhaler and a 2 puffs PRN. And she will come in for a follow-up in approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Roy Hinman, MD, Island Doctors from Palm Coast. Thank you. Let's talk to Suzanne.